Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The campaign had an opportunity to indicate their preference, and the photo that finally ran on the cover was not among the batch that the campaign sent back to Newsweek. The campaign says that Congresswoman Bachman is not interested in getting into a conversation about the Newsweek cover. They say she's focused on straw poll, on being successful there, and on continuing to beat the voters in Iowa, Carolina, and New Hampshire.
There's NBC's Jamie Novogratz, who is on the campaign trail in Iowa, saying Michelle Bachman is much more interested in the upcoming straw poll than she is about the cover of Newsweek. And that's where we get started. What a bunch of hooey this all is, right? It's much ado about nothing, but it's in the focus of talk radio, so we talk about it on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start out by listening to an excerpt from a Fox News broadcast with Megyn Kelly talking to Caroline May from the Daily Caller about the photo of Michelle Bachman that Newsweek used for the cover.
New controversy over a photo of Congresswoman Michelle Bachman, which is featured on the cover of Newsweek magazine. Bachman's staring wide-eyed into the camera with a caught off-guard kind of smile, and she's looking just above the lens, or so it would appear. Underneath appears the headline, "The Queen of Rage." Now some conservatives and the National Organization of Women, you don't usually see an alignment there, are all coming to her defense, accusing Newsweek of sexism and political bias. Caroline May is a reporter for the Daily Caller, and she specializes in women's issues. Caroline, thanks for being here. I mean, when was the last time you heard "now" aligning with conservatives in their criticism?
It's rare, and when they do it, they always have some sort of caveat to go along with it. But it's really striking that they went ahead and took Bachman's defense this time around. They've been having a lot of attacks against her, and I mean, I think it's just the final straw. She's been, you know, in the spotlight, and she's being hit for it.
All right, but you spoke with the head of NOW yesterday?
Yes, I did.
All right, and who did you speak to, and what did she tell you exactly about the cover?
Terry O'Neill. She said what they look for is Gloria Steinem's test. If this were done to a man, or if it ever could have been done to a man, then it's not considered sexist. But because obviously this is she's labeled as a queen and put as crazy, it's more sexist.
Now, apparently Newsweek has come out and said, look, you know, there were other photos of her, but she had the same look in a lot of them. And then they posted some of the outtakes on their website. We took a look at those outtakes. There were actually quite a few nice shots of Michelle Bachman. I don't know. Is that basically the defense, that they couldn't find one that didn't look that intense?
I guess it is at this point, but they're attacking her for being crazy, being over the top, being insane. But quite frankly, what she is she's authentic, and she really connects with voters. And I think when people actually get the time to listen to hear her, they will see that she's actually not crazy. So these attacks are not going to hurt her that much because she...
I don't know. You know, maybe they will, maybe they won't. We talked before on the program about how certain women, politicians, it's not limited to conservative women, but you see that often, get deemed, and pardon the terms, folks, but as either nuts or sluts when they're running for office. And that there is a theme of sexism that comes out, in particular against women, sometimes candidates who are running, where you don't hear those kind of things, about those kind of things being done to men. Let me tell you what Tina Brown says, who runs Newsweek and had to comment on this. She writes, "Michelle Bachman's intensity is galvanizing voters in Iowa right now, and Newsweek's cover captures that." So she is suggesting that they were trying to capture her intensity. And to that, you say what?
Well, I mean, I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder, if that's what they want to say. It seems to me that the majority of people looking at it say she looks like a nut job. And, I mean, it, quite frankly, when you look at what she's actually saying, she might not be, some might consider her a nut job, some might not. But I think most people would say she's not crazy.
Now, it's not the first time that Newsweek's come under scrutiny for its cover. People may remember this cover that they did of Sarah Palin as showing her in running shorts for, you know, it was a picture she posed for a running magazine. And then they took it and put it on their cover, and Sarah Palin said it was taken grossly out of context. Is this how you really feature, you know, a candidate, a serious Sarah Palin?
Up next, more debate over Newsweek's cover story and the photo of Michelle Bachman here on the countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops, perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
The presidential race is front and center, and the Newsweek cover photo of Michelle Bachmann in particular. Zenk Yeager from the Young Turk says he can go along with Newsweek's headline, which names Bachmann as the Queen of Rage, but he says that's no excuse for the photo they used.
Newsweek has a new cover. It's Michelle Bachmann. They are in trouble with conservatives for a number of reasons. One is the title, and the other is the picture. The title of the piece is called The Queen of Rage. Although conservatives point out that in the article, the writer does not talk about rage at all. Okay, the second reason is the picture, because it makes her look, well, we can go with two different things here. Either A, crazy, or B, some mental issues. Not crazy, but like developmental issues. Okay, now, are they right or are they not right? Now, look, calling her the Queen of Rage, I think, is totally defensible. Her argument is that the Tea Party should be livid, etc., and that we need to shut down the government, not raise the debt ceiling, and get people all worked up over stuff like this. So I think the title is absolutely defensible, and there's good arguments for it within the article, even if they didn't use the word rage within the article. The picture, indefensible. They should not have used that picture. Guilty. Liberal bias. Okay. Now, look, I don't know if it's a liberal bias or if it's just much more likely, with Tino Brown now in charge, a bias towards sensationalism. We'll put up this goofy picture of her, everybody will be forced to talk about it, and then everybody will be talking about Newsweek. That is much more likely. But should they have put that picture up, no matter what their bias is? No. I mean, that's not fair to her. That's not what she normally looks like. Sometimes she looks like that. I know it's scary. And I've made fun of her in the past when she looks into the wrong camera and has, or even sometimes looks into the right camera and has that laser beam thing that makes you think she's burning a hole through your soul. But here she's looking, she's not looking at the lens. She's looking up. She looks weird. She looks goofy. I wouldn't use that picture, and we run according to conservatives, the most lib show there is out there, right? Also, according to the White House. Okay, now that was not fair to her. If they did a picture like that for us or anyone that was on our side, I'd be just as livid as the conservatives are. So, Newsweek cover, guilty.
On Current TV, Keith Olbermann talked to Ryan Leza about the profile on Michelle Bachmann that was just published in The New Yorker.
What did you learn about the way she's running this campaign and her relationship to her advisors?
Oh, God, lots of things. I mean, the main thing is that she's made this transition in the last 5 years from someone who is purely defined on social issues, right? In Minnesota, three big issues, a slightly conspiratorial view about education law, federal and state in Minnesota. That was a big issue for her in the 90s and early 2000s. And then, of course, when she was in the state Senate, gay marriage absolutely defined her tenure there for a number of years. One of her lines that she frequently cited was, you know, if Minnesota didn't stop same-sex marriage, little children were going to be taught that homosexuality was normal and that they should try it. And, you know, one of her famous quotes as well is that the children are the quote-unquote prize for the gay community. So, you know, she's really defined by anti-gay rhetoric in Minnesota and religious issues. As you've noticed, she gets very, very offended when people start asking her about gay marriage these days and social issues. There was a great summary of this online I was reading before, with at least four or five interviews where she just cut the interviews off, including mine the other night, when you start getting into really the issues that have defined her career. So her campaign consultants are very professional. These guys have been around the block. They're not fringe. And they have got her sort of on lockdown to a certain extent, trying to get her disciplined and focused on slightly more mainstream issues. Just one example quickly, Keith. I was out there in Iowa with her in late June, and I noticed that every stop she was kind of doing a different riff in her stump speech. She wasn't doing the traditional candidates' talking points. And I mentioned to her pollster, I said, wow, you know, she's really mixing it up here. And he looked at me and rolled his eyes and said, yeah, don't think we're advising her to do that. And so now they've got her to be a little bit more disciplined.
I was going
to
ask you that point about cutting off interviews because gay marriage was brought up. It could be sort of cute here and say, gee, do you have any idea why that would be, Ryan? Or is the answer this is because the recent public dissemination of the videotapes of her husband had made this a very uncomfortable topic for her?
I think that's part of it. Mm-hmm. I think that she realizes there's simply no percentage in talking about this issue in this race. The people who are exercised about gay marriage in the Republican Party are already with Michelle Bachmann. They know her history. They know her background. They know her true beliefs on these issues. And she's got that locked down. So she's trying to move on to a different segment of the Republican electorate who are a little bit more turned off by that language. You know, she's being a politician, but I don't think that we should confuse that transition, which is for political purposes, and most politicians pivot that way. I don't think we should confuse that with a change in philosophy or a change in who she is, because she comes out of a very clear, ideological, evangelical, conservative intellectual tradition, if you can call it that, and I don't see any evidence that that she's abandoned that, for instance.
Why did you get this kind of access to her, and am I asking the same question when I say why did she let Newsweek take the picture of her that makes her look 150% insane?
For me, it's a good question, Keith, because I just jumped on her plane. She sent out an email to the press saying, hey, do you want to fly with us for our presidential campaign announcement tour? And I wrote back and said yes. Showed up at Dulles Airport, got on the plane with her and a few reporters. All the other reporters got off in Iowa, and I continued on with a reporter from Pajamas Media and a French guy from the AFP, and we were the traveling press corps for Michelle Bachmann's presidential tour from Iowa to New Hampshire to South Carolina and back to Washington.
A little more preaching to the choir here. Next, we shift the focus to two of the other candidates on top of the polls when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's talk some more about what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, the new media, focusing on issues and the news talk of news talk radio. The 2012 presidential race. Here's host Steve Scott with Alex Burns from Politico.com about Mr. Obama's new campaign, which focuses on attacking Mitt Romney.
Alex, destroy Romney. That seems sort of harsh. What do we mean by that?
Well, it certainly is a little harsh, Steve. This is the Obama campaign and other senior Democrats looking ahead to a potential general election where the president has to compete with someone running on the issue of the economy and defend his own fairly, you know, mixed economic record. What Democrats are saying is that that kind of campaign would focus on attacking Mitt Romney's character, hitting him with that flip-flop label, and then taking a look at his career in business as a private equity executive and painting him as a kind of a Gordon Gekko style corporate raider.
Are personal attacks like this fair game? Is it all fair in love, war, and presidential politics?
Well, you know, the attacks that Democrats are talking about making against Romney are not just sort of ad hominem, nasty, name-calling personal attacks. They sort of bear a resemblance to, you know, the way Republicans went after him in the 2008 presidential primaries. These are charges that have dogged Romney throughout his career, and frankly, the people who were working for Romney recognize that this is what they have ahead of them.
I see there has been a response from the Romney camp. What are they saying?
Well, the Romney camp has said that this is sort of outrageous for Democrats to be talking about tearing him down in this negative way this early in the campaign. You know, it bears noting that for someone like Romney, who is trying to cast himself as the strongest, most sort of legitimate general election opponent for Barack Obama, it is actually not a bad thing at this point for him to have articles out there talking about Obama preparing to run against him.
Quickly, before we let you go, is this what it's going to be in 2012, a messy, mudslinging campaign?
I think that whenever you have an incumbent president with bad approval ratings and a bad economy, they absolutely just have to take the fight to their opponents in exactly this way.
Host Blake Butler here with a caller from Texas who says there are several reasons nobody ought to support Governor Rick Perry for prez.
Rick Perry is running for president. He's more or less a George Bush clone, as you know, with a bigger head and more hair. So we're going to be dealing with Rick Perry for a while, but he makes me a little nervous. I'll tell you, out of all the presidential candidates out there right now on the Republican side, Rick Perry probably makes me the most nervous because I think he can get some key support in electoral college states. And that's what we have to remember is Jeb Bush is still very strong in Florida. You know, his network, even though he's not the governor anymore. And then, of course, Rick Perry is extremely popular in Texas. You look at New York, New York will probably go for Obama. Will California be a toss-up, even though Jerry Brown is the governor now? I don't know. But Rick Perry is the choice that personally scares me looking at it from a political strategy point of view. And we've got Steve on the line.
Hey,
I'm from the great state of Texas,
yeah.
And you know, right, you just said something that is just absolutely wrong, and that Rick Perry is just another George Bush. He's not even close to Bush. In fact, they aren't very good friends, to be exact. And he also has floated several things through the state of Texas that have gone over like lead balloons. He tried to enact pay for performance for faculty at universities, and he's had all kinds of problems, you know, pushing that through. He tried to push the HPV virus for all girls in eighth grade and over, and you know that went over like a lead balloon. He's really not a George Bush clone, but he is somebody to be very concerned about. And just one other comment: Kay Bailey Hutchison, who has been a senator in our state for a long time, will not endorse him. And Kay is a Republican, but she's a moderate Republican, mm-hmm. which is very similar to a conservative Democrat, I guess. But Rick Perry is farther right than George Bush, if you can believe that.
Up next, we shift gears to focus on the reaction to the S&P downgrade of America's credit rating. That's up next on The Countdown.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Head into Sears Auto Center for an oil change, brake inspection, and tire rotation for only $29.99. All that for only $29.99. Plus, save on all BF Goodrich tires through August 13th and get $50 back after mail-in rebate when you buy four. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Second half hour here as we turn our attention to the Standard & Poor downgrade of the credit rating. I'm wondering whether there's something political involved, and so are a lot of other people. Host Tommy Tucker here with CBS's Dottie Lynch about the problem of letting politics get in the way of everything that is done in Washington.
Is it possible to address the problems of the economic problems of the nation and look at it as a business deal without bringing politics into it or not?
I think it's really hard, although I think one of the good parts of them being on recess and in their districts is they maybe get an earful from their constituents, that the constituents are sincerely worried about their 401ks. They're still worried about jobs and losing jobs or finding ones that if they don't have one already. And they're going to let those members know that they don't want this political stuff to continue. But it's really hard when you get into Washington to keep politics out of the discussion.
You know, the Standard & Poor's downgrade, and I know yesterday the people flocked to – the investors flocked to treasuries, even though it was the thing they – downgraded, but it does go to debt and deficit, and the government was willing to take it to the brink of not paying their bills because of partisan squabbling, and the response was to engage in even more squabbling. So, again, in terms of putting politics aside and growing up and putting on big boy pants or big girl pants and actually working on the problem and not the politics. Does all of that happen after the November elections, or do you then look at the midterms after that, and do we ever get out of this?
Yeah, I think it's hard to get out of it, but this is a serious situation, and I think because people are so concerned, you might have members coming back the understanding that they just have got to deal with the problem and not just blame each other. But it's tough. They have very different philosophies here. Republicans do not want taxes raised, and Democrats say you can't cut the deficit without getting more money in. And you can't, people do not want their benefits cut. So somehow they're going to have to come to an agreement. And I think what we've seen with them at now a 14% approval rating, it's going to hurt their chances for reelection if they keep continuing on the behavior that we saw in the last month.
Host Dave Visor here with international correspondent Celia Hatton about the impact the S&P downgrade is having on the foreign markets.
What may be different about this economic crisis we're going through is how it is a global economy, more so than it has been in the past. And we discovered that in 2008 with the Great Recession, and really a lot of questions about how the international stock markets will do as they watch. watch Wall Street very carefully. With that in mind, let's go to Celia Hatton in Beijing, China, with us this morning. And Celia, for the Asian markets, the Asian stock markets, Tuesday was yet another rough day, right?
It was a rough day. Stock markets all over the region tumbled almost as soon as the trade bell rang. Some of the markets did recover a little bit. Tokyo's Nikkei index closed down just 1.7%, which was a little bit better than before. But for the Hong Kong Hang Seng index and also Seoul's KOSPI index, both of those markets had a very rough day, and particularly with the Hang Seng closing down 5.7%.
That is a sharp drop. Is there any indication that this is anything more than the U.S. Downgrading on our debt, or is it just reaction to the United States?
Well, it's a reaction to the United States, but also to Europe, particularly in Hong Kong and Seoul. The companies that are listed in those stock exchanges are dependent on exports to the U.S. and to Europe. So investors are incredibly worried that the threat of a slowdown in the United States, plus Europe's ongoing debt crisis, where there's really no solution in sight, that's what's making investors in those two regions nervous. In contrast, for example, in Tokyo, the markets there aren't faring as badly, and most analysts believe that's because those markets aren't so dependent on exports.
Well, and it's certainly an interesting point as well. Tokyo dealing with its own crisis earlier this year that did impact its manufacturing. So in some ways, they've had their own troubles to deal with.
No, absolutely. But Tokyo seems to be making a slow climb back in comparison to Hong Kong and South Korea, which really have been hit by what's going on in the rest of the world.
Celia, I'm curious about China's reaction. We know China has a lot of the United States debt. What has been the reaction in mainland China to all this?
The Shanghai markets haven't fared too badly. They almost fared equal today. The big problem in China right now, even though last week the big story was U.S. Treasury bills and what was going on with U.S. Treasury bills and the U.S. credit rating, at the moment, it's really looking inward. And the issue here is inflation. The government continues to fight mounting inflation, almost record levels. Food prices are up in the double digits percentage-wise. So inflation's a real issue. New inflation figures came out for July. They came out today, and they really weren't a lot better than they were for the month before. So in China, although in other markets, you know, what's going on in the U.S. and Europe seem to be a real issue, in China, inflation inside China is really the biggest concern.
Let's move over to the U.K. and the riots that began last weekend in London and have spread all over the country. That's next.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. Staying connected and entertained over the summer has never been easier with the latest tablets. From the iPad to the newest HTC Evo View, tablets are at peak performance when connected to Sprint 3G and 4G. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy for Sprint 4G.
When you're connected to the Sprint 4G network directly or by pairing with the Sprint hotspot, you make the most of your tablet's technology, no matter what kind of tablet you have. A key differentiator for our new tablet, the HTC Evo View 4G, is that you can write directly on the screen with a digital pen that can make notes on web pages, ebooks, and PDF documents. Also, the HTC Evo View 4G is the first tablet to introduce the Netflix Android app, which is exciting news for movie fans.
Visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices. iPad is a trademark of Apple Inc.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry, I'm a hugger.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The riots in and around London. Host Bill Radke and Linda Thomas talked to correspondent Vicky Barker in London about how the riots started over the weekend and how many of the rioters seem to be organized.
Rioting has spread to cities beyond London, and this owner of a shop that vandals destroyed is in shock.
The 15 to 20 staff and families that we support is just completely destroyed. I just words fail me.
Not only that, there's word now that riots have turned deadly. Joining us live, CBS correspondent Vicky Barker in London. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Bill.
What's this latest news of a fatality?
Well, the circumstances are somewhat mysterious. A man who was found in a car with multiple gunshot wounds during last night's rioting in the South London suburb of Croydon has died of his wounds. Police are investigating, but it's not clear who the shooter was. You may recall that these riots were initially triggered by the death of a black man who was shot by a police unit investigating gun crime among the black community in London. Now, there was meant to be a peaceful protest outside his local police station on Saturday. Something tipped things into violence, and, well, frankly, the looters and the rioters haven't looked back.
Vicky, what are some of the challenges police have in controlling these riots? Are they simply outnumbered?
They are outnumbered, and frankly, they're outmaneuvered. One out of every three teenagers in the UK has a BlackBerry. The rest have some other kind of cell phone. They've been tweeting. They've been IMing each other, and a lot of this seems to have been sort of spontaneously organized anarchy, if I can call it that. Groups, you know, finding a vulnerable target and then zeroing in on it. Kids just trashing things, frankly, for the fun of it. As far as anyone can see, you know, a few people have tried to say, oh, we're getting back against the rich people as they, you know, stand in the ruins of, you know, some poor immigrant's little grocery store. But frankly, this is really about the sheer joy of mayhem and destruction and of looting.
Well, that's what politicians are saying, too. Sheer criminality. Are no politicians getting at any economic or racial resentment? Is that part of the discussion at all now? Is that for another time?
You know, even activists from these areas, even MPs who've come out of those streets and who represent those neighborhoods are making it very clear that absolutely nothing justifies the kind of destruction that we're seeing. I mean, it is these rioters, poor and working class immigrant neighbors who are the biggest victims here, not some kind of power structure. Yes. A lot of the trigger points, deprived areas, densely populated areas, places where there are few educational or economic opportunities for young people. You know, certainly the poverty, the overcrowding, the lack of opportunity, that's the sort of thing that, you know, does breed all sorts of discontents. But as the police and as lawmakers have been saying before any of those problems can be addressed, if they are to be addressed, first the violence has to stop.
All right. Host Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy with Alistair Wanklin in London about the spreading riots and the concerns about how this will affect next year's Olympics.
You got people running rampant in London and now three other cities and three straight nights of rioting, buildings being burned, vehicles, garbage dumps lit up, looting stores, pelting police officers with bottles and fireworks. Alistair, pretty good timing, right? Because we got the 2012 Summer Olympics next year.
It's pretty scary. It is baffling also as to why it's happening. There was a trigger last week for a deadly police shooting of an alleged gang leader. That saw rioting in some African British neighborhoods here in Britain. But now the looting and the violence is so widespread and carried out by people of all backgrounds. It is apparently motiveless, some of it. This morning I was inspecting some of the damage. There was a flower shop had been trashed, a driving school, an Indian restaurant. No logic behind those buildings as targets. Some of it so violent, buildings burned down, people having to leap from windows to escape. It is baffling. It is also very difficult for the authorities here to know what to do. Right now, the police are sounding a little bit desperate, urging parents in London to keep their teens home tonight, perhaps admitting that teenagers, young people, have been behind some of this violence.
Alistair, do things appear to be calming down at this point?
No, I mean, in the daytime, it's perfectly calm, and I was bicycling around some of the hard-hit areas this morning, and people walking on their way to work were there taking photographs with their cell phones and saying it's tragic. But as soon as darkness falls here, it seems that young people are out. School is out right now, so people have a lot to do with their time. They go out there and they throw a brick through a window and they run on and are chased by police. Police are vowing to put more officers out in the streets tonight. It's been three nights of rioting. It has spread from London to four other British cities. So it is clearly spreading however you measure it. And the government here is concerned. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, just cut short a vacation to return here to London.
Well, and let me talk about kind of work Cameron into this real quickly. As you pointed out, there seems to be no unifying cause. There are some that are pointing fingers at Cameron and the government in relation to public spending reductions.
Yes, and that may be a valid complaint in some cases. There have been widespread spending cutbacks on social programs, and some people say young people have nowhere to go if a local pool hall, for example, closes down because it no longer gets government money. The fact is, an awful lot more people than that are taking part in this. Some of them just anarchists, some of them out for fun, perhaps. They've been targeting shoe shops, stealing sneakers, cell phone shops. It's not an expression of rage against authorities. It's a free-for-all, and it is scary that it can happen in a country like Britain. Britain, as you say, is hosting the Olympics next year.
Here's a radio man, Chad Hartman, with Nick Martin from Sky TV. He was on the scene at the shooting on Saturday that some say is the catalyst for all these riots.
Why are these riots, why these examples of hooliganism and other activities of destruction, why are they taking place?
Well, this all goes back to an incident in North London in an area called Tottenham last Thursday night when a young man, a 29-year-old black man called Mark Duggan, was shot dead by members of the Metropolitan Police. Now, I was at the scene at the time, and I was told by a spokesman in the Metropolitan Police that their early indications were that this was a drug-stroke-gun crime operation that ended in a chase, and they believed that Mark Duggan had opened fire on a police officer, remembering the UK does not have regularly armed police officers as you do in the USA, so this is a big deal for us when police officers open fire. They then said that they returned fire and shot dead Mark Duggan. Now, there was an information vacuum for the next 24 hours where the family and the local community around there simply did not know what had happened to this young man, if he'd been shot, why he'd been shot dead, if he had indeed shot at police. Now, tonight, the Independent Police Complaints Commission, which is set up to look at incidents like this, says that they believe that Mark Duggan did not fire at the police. Now, back on Friday, this caused an enormous amount of tension, and people were saying that they would riot, and indeed they did, 24 hours later, which has sparked off the last 3 to 4 nights of unbelievable violence in London. So that's what started it. But it has spread across London into all the different boroughs of north, south, east and west, and people are saying, especially the politicians, are saying these are copycat copycat incidents of violence, people just wanting to go out on the streets to have a go at the police and to loot, and it's got nothing to do with what may or may not happen to this young man, Mr. Duggan.
Up next, speaking of riots, is it time to start rioting in the streets because of what's going on in Afghanistan and our continued involvement there? That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, talk radio and talk television are the focus when you're listening to the countdown. We have info from various news channels as well. For example, on Fox, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Dana Perino, and Bob Beckel talked about the helicopter crash in Afghanistan and our continued presence in Afghanistan.
We all heard about the tragic loss of 30 American troops in Afghanistan, a stark reminder to all of us that the war that we are fighting against terror is still very much alive. This is a story that resonated with everybody over the weekend, the tragic loss, the families. And I think what was important was the Pentagon spokesman, Colonel Dave Lippin, said today that the initial investigation showed that the crash was most likely caused by a Taliban shoulder-fired RPG. But he said, although this was the largest loss for the U.S. in terms of combat, it doesn't represent a watershed moment or trend in favor of the Taliban, because that's kind of the concern. Do they get momentum to this? Is this reflective of how we're able to, you know, battle against terror in Afghanistan and the inroads that we've been able to make? And I know Colonel North spoke about this today, but I think it's kind of having the opposite effect. It's just really highlighting the importance and need, Dana, for the special ops, for counterterrorism, for us to be successful in our, you know, quest to defeat terror.
Is it like a collective sucker punch that to America on Saturday morning when we woke up and heard the news? I know everybody here and across the country grieves for the widows and for their children. The Navy SEALs are so remarkable, and they're hard to describe. And I remember a time when I was White House press secretary, in like the last week of the administration, we went down to Norfolk, Virginia, to the Navy SEALs training center. And there were all these young men there, and they had really long beards. And so you can imagine where they're about to go. And President Bush gave a speech, and then he was taking pictures with each of them individually. Mm. And two of the SEALs came up to me in the back, and they said, you know, are you the press secretary? Could we get our picture? And I said, sure, of course, I'd love to. I'm honored. And I was making small talk, so I said to one of them, do you have to take a lot of language courses when you go through this training? And one of the SEALs said to me, oh, no, ma'am, we're really not there to talk.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. We have so much to be able to, you know, to thank them for in terms of the inroads they've been able to make and the progress that we've made in the Middle East and Afghanistan, because this is the new way that we combat, you know, terror. But, okay, Bob, you have
a question. Well, let me just say, I mean, I certainly share all those sentiments, but let me also tell you that even before this horrible incident, there was a growing fatigue about Afghanistan in the country and in Congress, particularly on the far left, which you would expect, but also on the far right of the Republican Party. And even Boehner came out saying that he thought the people were getting tired of this. Now, this is exactly the kind of event that happens that's going to put a lot of energy into that movement.
Right.
And I will say this, if with Petraeus leaving there now, there is going to have to be, I think, some really significant gains, or you're going to have this fatigue grow.
Gail Fallon, a radio host, talked to former Navy SEAL Mark Hoetling, who had a personal connection with the people killed in Afghanistan.
This is very personal for you as a former Navy SEAL, and our condolences to you and your extended family.
Thanks. Good morning. Yeah, it's tough. One of the guys, John Tumelson, was a very, very good friend of mine. And, yeah, it's tough. I mean, I hate coming on the radio like this, but, man, when you go through hell and back with a guy and then he's not here anymore, you just, you miss him. You really do.
I can't imagine the enormity of your loss, Mark. I mean, not only, you know, for you serving as a comrade, but for his family members. I don't know if he had children, but it's just so heartbreaking. We were just talking about American exceptionalism, and I think if you look at Navy SEALs, you represent the character and the determination that is the basis of American exceptionalism.
Well, it's you know, I don't cry for John, and I don't cry for the guys, because honestly, I wish I'd been there. I wish I'd been on that bird, not to die, but to be on the mission. I mean, every guy that's in the SEAL program is there voluntarily. You can at any time, you can stop being a SEAL, and there's no repercussions to you whatsoever, militarily, career-wise, nothing. You can just walk away and go be a regular sailor. Every guy that was there with a passion. They wanted to put their skills and their job to action. They want to defend this country, and they want to save innocent people. And when we cry, we don't cry for them. We you're right, Dale. We cry for their families, and that's the hardest thing for me. John was single, but in the last since Saturday morning, I lost count. There's over 400 some odd posts on his personal webpage or Facebook page alone. You know, it's even as a single guy, he impacted people across the whole country, and his family. I know his family, I know his sisters, and his brother-in-law, and his parents, and they're mourning hard.
Find out more about all these items. The details are right there on the Doug Steffen homepage in the Talk Radio Countdown Show section.